Zwina, Coach Gomes, and Ira Law. And to start off, both you guys, this question for both of you. How was the Florida trip in your opinion?
It was a good trip. We learned a lot about ourselves, our team. We learned what we need to get better at, and it definitely served a purpose, and of course just having a good time in Florida, Disney, and all the parks and stuff like that.
I'd have to agree with Ira. I mean, the whole point of our trip going down to Orlando this year was to bond and to grow as a team and to learn about who we are as people, who we are as basketball players, and hopefully bring that back to our games in-state, back to Rhode Island Interscholastic League. So I think overall the trip served its purpose. We gave them a couple of days off, and since returning from Orlando and then practice today, we had a really good practice today and trying to prepare for our game against LaSalle coming up on Tuesday. So overall a great trip. Hopefully, like we said in the last broadcast, that'll be a springboard to the rest of our season.
Thank you, Coach. Now, going into game one against West Hampton Tech from New Jersey, you did get the win 74-63, but what were you and the coaching staff thinking going into the first game? Were you intimidated by the fact that you were competing in a national tournament?
No, we weren't intimidated. It's not the first time that our program has been on a trip. It's not our first time down in Florida. I think there was some anxiety probably from the players not knowing what to expect, but I thought overall we played three good teams, and in particular that the team from Ohio in the last game that we played was an outstanding team that played together, that executed, and really kind of showed us what we need to work on, what we need to focus on so that we can hopefully finish up our season the last 2 months here on a great note, leading to hopefully success going into the playoff spot. I don't think we were intimidated by any means. We just want to go out and play the best of our abilities every day, every game, no matter who we play.
Now, Ira, from the team's perspective, what was like the big morale? Were you guys nervous? Were you guys excited to play?
Well, with the makeup of our team this year, we have a lot of characters on our team. I don't think there was any nerves or nervousness going into the game because everyone was just more excited to be there, more excited to play, where it was just more of like looked upon as an opportunity to play, to have fun, play basketball. Then it was like, oh no, like we're in a national tournament, things like that. It was just, it was a good time, and everyone was excited, ready to play. So that was our mindset going into it.
How'd you feel about your play down there in those three games?
My personal play or the team?
Yeah, your personal.
I played well. I played decent. I definitely learned the things I needed to work on. Obviously, going to a tournament with competition from all over the country, your weaknesses are going to be exposed. So I definitely learned from some of the things I need to do, tried applying them in practice today, and of course throughout the rest of the season. But overall for our whole team, I think we played well, we played hard, gave it our best effort always, but we just need to now execute and give our best effort at the same time, putting it both together to be successful.
Now wrapping up game one against West Hampton Tech, Coach, who or what do you think was the key to that win?
That's a great question. I think in all of our games, and that's the beauty about basketball, it's a team sport. To be successful in the long run, you have to have everybody on the same page. Obviously, we have some very good players on our team, obviously including Ira. We're always looking for leadership out of our seniors. We're looking for leadership out of our returning players. And from that leadership, it kind of filters down to the rest of the team. So I would say overall, the success of our trip to Florida was a team success. It was everyone. From the first guy to the 15th guy. Actually, we only have 12 guys eligible to play. So the first guy to the 12th guy. Like I said, that's the beautiful thing about basketball. It's a team sport. You can have a bunch of talent.
Chris Reed about it. <You
know. laughs> That's awesome. But the key to our success as we move forward is going to be everybody. One of the strengths of our team is our depth. I think we can play a lot of guys. And then also when our transfer guys become eligible, we'll be able to go even deeper. So I think that will help us in the long run. I'm expecting big things out of Ira too. He's had a tremendous improvement between his junior year and now his senior year. He's got the opportunity next year to play in college. And, so it's going to be very important for him to have a strong individual season in hopes of being a great success for our team as well. But I'm expecting big things out of Ira.
On that note, Ira, how does it feel for this being your last year wearing a Hendrickson basketball jersey and playing under Coach Gomes?
Well, I don't think it's really sunk in yet that this is truly my last year, because you just want to take it game by game and take advantage of every opportunity you have to step on the court, whether it's practice, whether it's a game. You just want to take it. You don't want to look at what's going on, who we playing in a week, who we playing in 2 weeks, when's senior night, when's the last game, when's the championship. You don't want to look at any of that. When the playoffs start, you want to just be like, all right, what can I do right now to get to that point? What can I do right now to get better as a team? What can I do to help my teammates? What can I do to get better individually? So, obviously, it's not something I'm looking forward to, playing in my last games or anything like that. But I'm definitely trying to take advantage of it and play to the best of my ability, but more importantly, help my team win in any way that I can.
Coach, going into Tuesday, LaSalle is ranked number one over you guys at the moment. How will you prepare to take on LaSalle Tuesday or Hendrickson?
Well, I mean, everybody knows, at least Hendrickson and LaSalle fans know how big of a game that is. Truthfully, it's probably been about 3 years since we've beaten LaSalle in the regular season. So we're expecting a great game. Very well-coached team, very athletic team, very talented team. And we're looking at it as another game of preparation for us in the long run. There'll be a packed house at the gymnasium on Tuesday. I'm happy that it's a home game for us, that's for sure. But I think our approach to it is a similar approach to any other game. I think emotions and probably enthusiasm will be a bit higher because it is LaSalle, but I don't think we approach this game any different than any other team. It is going to be a very good barometer for where we are at this point in time, because LaSalle is an outstanding team, very well-coached team. I think we'll really see where we are and where we'll need to be as we move forward. So we're really looking forward to it. We have three good days of practice to look forward to it, getting to that game on Tuesday, which included today's practice, which I thought was a strong practice. Hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, we'll put together two more practices, and we'll give it our best Tuesday night, and then we'll see what happens from there. So I've been trying to tell them it's not the season. Tuesday night is not the season. It's a big game. It's an important game, but it's not the season. So we'll give it our best and see what happens.
So back to Florida, game two, University High School from California. Did get the win over them, 92-62. Coach, why do you think there was such a huge margin between the scores? Why do you think you won by 30?
I think it was the speed and the pace of the game. The team from California that we played, they were trying to get shots up, every 7 seconds.
Every 7 seconds.
They wanted to get a shot up within 7 seconds of the shot clock. So I just think the speed and the pace of the game allowed for a lot of scoring. And we had some guys that had big nights scoring that night. Dimitri, I think,
29.
Yeah, I think he was with 29 points.
Justin with 31, I think.
Justin Mazzulla had 31, something like that. And, Dimitri hit 9 three-pointers in the game, which I think, if my Hendrickson basketball history is correct, I think that may be a school record, or at least tied a school record for three-pointers in a single game. But, again, it was a team effort. Offensively, we had a good night. Defensively, I thought we could have played better, but it's tough to play a team like that. That wants to come down every few seconds and jack up a shot. The beautiful thing about going to those tournaments is that you see different styles. You know, the first team we played, the West Hampton, New Jersey team, was a different style than the California team, which was a different style from the team we played from Ohio. So we, as a team and a program, learn to be adaptable and to play different styles, because truthfully, to be a great team, to be successful, in the end, you have to be adaptable. You have to do many things well. You have to play different styles, because you're going to play different teams throughout the course of the season, and especially in the playoffs. So that California team, I think, presented some interesting issues for us, but we responded well. What do you think, Ira?
Well, it's hard to guard a team that wants to get up a shot so quickly. And they must have been in really good shape to be able to play that type of game, that type of pace every game they played, because that's clearly their type of offense. But overall, we made the adjustments that we needed to make. It wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but most importantly, we learned a little about ourselves on how to make adjustments mid-game, how to adjust to the type of play we're facing, and just like all the type of adversity we face down in Florida definitely helps with teams we play in-state. So coming from the team that wants to get the shot up every 7 seconds to a team that could hold the ball and run plays for 2 minutes off the clock. So we need to be able to adapt to either or, and I think that that they presented the opportunity to learn how to, even though if we didn't know at that time, now we can make the adjustments to win.
Great job.
Question for both of you. What are your thoughts on the great opportunity to play in the TD Garden next Saturday?
That's a blessing. To be able to play in the Boston Garden, like, that's an NBA court, to think of all the legends that have played there. I know I'm excited. I know that everyone on the team is excited. That's an opportunity that you'll never forget for the rest of your life. You'll always remember playing on the Boston Garden. And just walking in there, like, even as a fan going to a Celtics game, you just get this overwhelming feeling. So to be able to play on that court is really just, it's a gift. It's a blessing. And we're excited to play Malden Catholic, and it should be a good game. So.
John, and I agree absolutely with Ira. It's just a great opportunity. Life is about making the most of opportunities. This was a blessing that kind of came across the table for us. A chance to play at TD Bank North Garden, where all the greats have played. I know our guys are excited. We've got a couple of games before that we have to take care of and we have to worry about first. But I know Saturday will be a great day. I think, if my history is correct again, I think it may be the first time Hendricken has ever played at the Boston Garden basketball. It may have been another sport, maybe in hockey or something like that. Maybe we did in past years. But basketball, I think it's our first time. And we want to make the most of it. And again, you know, similar to the reasoning for our trip down to Florida, we want to use this as a springboard, as an opportunity to learn and to grow and bring it back to Rhode Island, so hopefully we can make a run in the playoffs.
Now, the team you're playing in the TD Garden, Malden Catholic, coach, what do you know about them so far?
The little that we know is that they are a school very similar to Hendricken. They have less students. They're an all-boy Catholic high school just outside of Boston. They have about 600 boys, 600 students, where we're up above 900. So similar style school, similar mission. Their basketball program has tradition. They are fundamentally sound. They are well coached. I believe they have some size. I believe they'll execute. So kind of similar to the team we played from Utah, the team we played from Ohio. There'll be a team like that. So, again, it'll be a chance for us to really see if we did learn the lessons from those past couple of games against Utah or against the team from Ohio, and hopefully be able to do our best on a big venue and hopefully, you know, come out with the victory if it's in the cards. But Walden Catholic will be definitely a valuable opponent for us as we move forward.
Now to hop back into Florida this week. This week, all right. Game three, unfortunately, the bracket final ended up in a loss. Dover High School from Ohio was able to get a couple extra shots on. 63-58 was the final score. But one question that everybody wants answered was, do you think the score would have been different with a shot clock?
Great question, Max. I think the pace of the game would have been much different. It probably would have favored us because we're used to playing with the shot clock. I mean, in Rhode Island, we play with a 35-second shot clock. In Ohio, they don't have a shot clock. In Florida, there was no shot clock. So I think Dover was much more comfortable in their execution. And you could see, I mean, they had no problem taking 2 minutes off the clock in a possession, which we're not really used to here. So, but that's part of growing and adapting as a team, you know? And so I don't look at that as a bad thing for us. I look at that as a good thing. Because we will play teams in Rhode Island that will want to work the shot clock. And I think one possession, Ari, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, we had to play tough defense for like a minute and a half. I mean, and we played great defense for a minute and a half, but it was like a second too short. We needed to play defense for, you know, a couple more seconds, and they ended up scoring. But in the long run, that helps us. I mean, if we can play tough defense for a minute and a half, we can do it for 35 seconds. So I don't look at it as a bad thing. Obviously, we would have wanted to win that game, and the game went to triple overtime. But it also, as a coach, helped me to realize that we got to spend more time on our half-court execution, on our late game, last second plays, last second execution. Because with all of that, without the shot clock and all that, we still had our chances to win. And our guys were in position, but now we know what we need to work on. And hopefully if we see a team like that in the playoffs, that will help us overcome that and hopefully lead to a victory the next time. What do you think, Ira?
Well, of course, playing without the shot clock provided a unique kind of hurdle for us. So it provided an opportunity to learn how to play defense for such a long period of time. And like the Utah team we played, they executed really well. The Utah team we played, they played with our shot clock, but you could tell that they were comfortable running it down to the last 5 seconds of the shot clock, getting shots when the shot clock was going off. I remember one possession in the Utah game, towards the end of the game when we were trying to make our final run. We worked them down. I think there was a second left on the shot clock. Some kid threw up a three, hit it. So it's just like that last second extra effort to being able to stop the ball, stop penetration, and just playing hard. But without playing with the shot clock, like, it should make it easier for us when we play teams with the shot clock, because it won't be as difficult to play for 35 seconds if we're used to playing for a minute.
Take it. Thank you, Ira. Now, question directed to you. What was it like throwing up the ball and hanging on that rim over down in Florida? Give me the full story.
Well, in the game before, when we played University High School, I went up for a dunk, and I wasn't sure if I was going to try to dunk it or not when I went up, so I kind of went up a little soft and decided once I was already in the air, all right, I'm going to try to dunk it, and I missed it because I went up kind of like a little girl. So when I went up, I saw Justin get the fast break, I was trailing him. I knew he was going to pass it because Justin has great court vision, saw me trailing the play. I got my footwork down, and as soon as I was running down the court, I knew in my head that if I caught this, I didn't care who was in my way, I didn't care what was happening, I was going up to dunk the ball. So course, getting a dunk in the games and an exciting feeling. My first dunk for playing for a Hendricken team, which is a great feeling. Hung on the rim for a little extra second just to let it sink in, but it was a good feeling.
Another question directed to you, Ira. Everyone is dying to know what happened between Mr. Bean and one Mickey Mouse.
Well, there was a line about of 20 little children behind him. 20 little children waiting to get their picture taken with Mickey Mouse. And Mr. Feeney, being the loving, kind, caring person he is, decided that Mickey Mouse was irritating him a little bit. So he slapped Mickey Mouse in the face, on the nose, and then Mickey Mouse decided that he didn't want to take pictures with any of the little children. So, per usual, even when he's not working, still ruining a few kids' days.
So, score ended 63-58. Who or what, again, going back to the same question two games ago, who or what was the key to scoring, I don't know, the most points, who contributed the most, and who really made the most effect on that game?
Which game, the Dover game?
Dover game, yes.
Well, you know what, that's a really good one, Max. I have to look at the stat book again. I don't know, Ira, do you remember who our top scorer was in that game?
I don't think so. I don't remember who it was.
I think it was
either me or Justin that game.
And I think maybe our top scorer in the game might have had 12 or 13 points,
yeah,
too. So,
like,
but
so it was really a team effort?
Yeah,
Everybody came together.
Yeah, in that particular game, I thought it was very balanced scoring. And that seems to be the way our team's been going, which is usually equals great success when you have four or five guys that can score double figures on any given night. That usually it brings balance to your team. It brings balance in the long run. If somebody can have an off night and other guys can pick up the difference. So. I don't know the exact stats offhand, but I think our point averages right now, we got a guy averaging 13, 12, 11, 10, you know, right in that ballpark. So that goes along with, you know, having a successful team. It's about balance, you know, it's about balance. I think if we can do that as we move forward, we have the potential for great success. That's what I talk about with the guys a lot. Very, very rarely we'll talk about winning. We'll talk about doing the things that are necessary to be successful. Success in our mind is doing our best every second of every day and everything that we do. If we do that, this team has the potential, no doubt about it.
Now, the guys that weren't eligible, do you think that their eligibility to play in this game would have not so much change the overall ending, but just had a more positive, or maybe just change the game at all for our team?
I don't know. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. All we can focus on really is the guys that are eligible right now. Those three other guys will become eligible on January 23rd, and we'll see what they have to offer. Right now, we're focusing on what we need to do to take care of these next few games. Do I believe that Trevor, Alex, and Elijah can help us as we move forward? Absolutely. They'll help us, with our size. I think they'll help us with our rebounding. I think they'll help us on the offensive end, and hopefully on the defensive end. But right now, we've got our core group of guys. We've got to get through these next few games, starting with Tuesday against LaSalle. And then when they're eligible, we go from there. The grand design is that we hope everybody makes a contribution in one way to us having a successful run in the playoffs. How about Ira? What does Ira think? I want to find that out.
Well, the kids that aren't eligible, I think would help, because if they weren't going to help, I don't think they would be on the team, So Trevor, Alex, and Elijah, they bring their own little twist to the team, own little personality. all Trevor being one of the most energetic kids I've ever met at practice at 9 o'clock in the morning yelling. Elijah just being like a good kid, athletic. Alex, tall kid, good down low skills, developing, you know, only a sophomore. So they all have a lot of potential, and they have a lot of potential to help us out. And it'll be fun when they get back to see what, see how they help the team, because they will help the team. It's not a matter of if they will or not, because they will help the team. It's just in what way will they help us?
Very well,
John.
Yeah, not a lot of questions.
You got a question? All right, I'll come up with one right now. Ira, are you ready for all the questions in school that the teachers are going to ask you? How was the trip? How was your performance?
yeah, I'll be ready. Maybe I could kill some class time and talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Not have to do some work, you know, tell a few stories, you know. Yeah, it'll be fun explaining to all the teachers how the trip went. And I know a lot of teachers this year have been asking me about how we're going to be, how we are as a team. And, like, it's a good feeling to know that this year we really have the school's backing. We have the school behind us. Our fan base has been great. We want it to be even better. The teacher and student support is great. It's a great feeling. And, of course, this being my senior year, like, all these events we're doing, going to Disney, playing at the Boston Garden, like, and then just having a great team with a bunch of great kids. All the kids on the team are my best friends. So having all of these things happen my senior year is really just a blessing to be able to go out on that kind of note.
Can I add something?
Sure.
This is a tremendous group of young men that we have this year. A very close-knit group that I think is only going to continue to grow. I want to just say thank you to all of our sponsors and all of our alumni basketball players, all those that donated for our trip down to Disney. It was a wonderful experience for our young guys. We did grow, we did mature, we did find out a lot about ourselves, which was the point. I just really wanted to, you know, express my gratitude to all those who helped. It was a wonderful experience. And I think an experience, and I think Ira would agree, that they will remember for the rest of their lives. And on top of all that, just so everybody out there knows, their behavior was incredible. There were no issues when we were down there. I mean, that's always a question mark. You know, besides Mr. Feeney hitting Mickey Mouse in the nose, their behavior and their respect and their maturity was tremendous. And I'm very proud of them. And that's why I chose to take this group down there, because I knew they could handle it. I knew they could go down there and compete. And I think what I tell you guys, you know, we don't just bring pretty good teams down there. We bring good to great teams down there. And I think that's the potential of this group. Now, we got a long way to go. Big game on Tuesday, so I'm hoping we get plenty of fans out there. We pack Pepin Gym, make it real loud, and we'll give it our best effort. We promise that. Thank you.
Here, John, why don't you exit the show for us?
Sure. I don't have any questions. Anyway, I want to thank you all for watching. For me, Max Reiner, and Coach Combs, I will off. This is All Sports Network. We are a force of nature.
Very good. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Great job, Max.
Yeah,
thanks.
Sure.
John, thanks.
No problem.
Good work. Good work. Good job, Byra.
Thank you.
You said all the right things.
Yep.
Yep.